Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The United States supports the right of the Haitian people to go to the polls to determine their future. Elections are essential for Haiti's democratic development and for continued progress in post-earthquake reconstruction and development. Haiti's political leaders are working to resolve the issue of delayed elections. On December 14th, Haitian President Michel Martelly accepted the voluntary resignation of Prime Minister Laurent Lamothe. This action was part of President Martelly's decision to agree to a series of steps recommended by an 11-member presidential advisory commission that both sides could take to help resolve the issue of delayed elections. Prime Minister Lamothe's announcement of his resignation, said U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry in a written statement, is evidence of the Haitian executive branch's commitment to resolve the situation. The U.S. commends the work of Haiti's Presidential Advisory Commission, which President Martelly established on December 1st, and welcomes its recommendations as a basis to encourage consensus. The United States also commends President Martelly for his courageous efforts to resolve the deadlock and for his decision to accept the Commission's recommendations. Haiti's parliamentary and political leaders also have worked in earnest to maintain the integrity of Haiti's democratic institutions. Recognizing the concessions made by all sides to resolve the impasse, the United States urges all parties to reach without delay a definitive agreement on all outstanding issues and to carry out that agreement in good faith. Too much progress has been made since the earthquake to risk going backwards now. The future of that progress is in the hands of Haiti's leaders, and the United States urges them to negotiate a solution that will open the door for elections to be scheduled as soon as possible.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. If you have a comment, please write to Editorials, VOA, Washington, D.C., 20237, USA. You may also comment and view all our current editorials at the VOA Editorials homepage, www.voanews.com/editorials.